You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Issues 2025. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Kansas State Fair General Manager Brian Schultz. Hey, welcome to Issues 2025.
Well, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I think this is maybe the second or third time we've done the show.
Yes.
I'd like to come back and do a little history if we can. What number fair is this, by the way?
This is, we started in 1913, so this is going to be 112.
Has it? 112, yeah. Wow. Has the fair always been in Hutchinson?
Yes, the state fair was, the legislature chose Hutchinson, and there was some other state fairs prior to that, but then, yes, the legislature named Hutchinson as the official site for the Kansas State Fair.
Okay, so and this year's fair runs from September 5th through the 14th, is that correct?
Correct, yes, absolutely. Less than a week away.
Oh, wow. What kind of economic impact does the fair have on Central Kansas?
You know, there was a economic impact study done, I believe it was in 2017, prior to my coming, and it said somewhere about $117 million of revenue is brought into Hutchinson, Reno County, and the state of Kansas with our 10 days of the Kansas State Fair and all of our other off-season events.
That's one of those things that we talk about bringing money into the community. You got restaurants and other services that need to be provided for visitors coming into town, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Your restaurants, your gas stations, your stores, yes, absolutely. All of them get a taste of the people coming into the community.
How many people will visit the fair each year, Brian?
You know, on average, we have between 330 and 350,000 people that come over our 10 days of fair. Last year, we were down by a 0.04%, which was 328,000 some odd people that attended last year's fair.
Now, how does the over the past few years, how does the pandemic, the COVID thing, figure into that? What I imagine you had as bad a year as everybody else that year.
Yeah, well, you know, I started in 21, so in 20 we didn't have a fair here at the Kansas State Fair. We brought back the fair in 21. Our attendance was roughly about 278,000 people. There were still some issues of whether or not we had to wear masks, this, that, and the other thing. And then we continued to grow. You know, we were up in the mid threes, and then we got to 330. Last year it was 328, and this year we're expecting even bigger numbers with the ticket sales and things that are going on right now.
So, and if the weather holds, of course, it's always a question. If the weather holds,
most definitely,
that's
yep,
a big factor. When you talk about the folks who are coming to the fair, where do they come from? Who are these people?
You know, we did a map for the legislature, and they come from a vast majority of the states in the central Midwest area of the United States, a lot of them with our livestock. We've got people that come from both coasts as well that have bought tickets and things like that. So the vast majority of them are going to be Kansas and then into Nebraska, down into Oklahoma, Missouri, and Colorado.
How about any foreigners come around? Do you see people from other countries?
Absolutely. 2 years ago, we actually had a fair from Australia come over and visit us, and it was amazing. They spent, I think, 3 or 4 days with us. They checked out the fair. They were actually served as a judge for a couple of the contests, and it was a great opportunity to learn what they do and the differences between our fairs and their fairs.
Now, I presume there are many people who go to the fair every year. You ever run into somebody like that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've got some of our volunteers, some of our workers. You know, we have one individual this year that is celebrating 50 years on our transportation team. So, you know, he's been a part of that. We've got our traffic guy. He's been out here for over 80 years. There's people that come here every year, people that come up and say, "Hey, Brian, how are you? You know, this is year, 50. So it's great to see these people and how excited they are about coming back to the Kansas City Fair year after year.
You talk about a traffic guy. What does he do then at the fair?
So he makes sure that when parking is taken care of, people are parking where they're supposed to, getting people in and off the grounds when we have big events like our grand drive the first weekend. You know, he's got a team of people that work out in the parking lots and then helps throughout the grounds when we bring people in for special events. They escort them in. So he's got quite the job.
Yeah. And you talked about volunteers. Is it people who do they work for free or do you pay your volunteers?
It's a combination of both, but the vast majority of them are paid to come in and work. Yeah. And then they do receive some benefits of, tickets if they want to come on one of their days off, and then food tickets and stuff like that. So always looking for more volunteers to come out and help. We've got our gate people. We have our ticket takers, ticket sellers, people working in buildings. Yeah, we're always looking for additional people, though.
Well, how about your permanent staff? How many do you put on extra people in the permanent staff? I know that you're there year-round.
Yeah, we have 28 full-time staff here. There are 12 in the operations team that takes care of our 275 acres, and then the remaining are staff that works in our administration building. That can be our entertainment, that can be our marketing, livestock, education, sponsorship, ticketing. Those are the areas that we cover inside.
Yes, it's 275 acres. It's a big campus.
Yes.
Is there any room to grow or just?
No, we're pretty much landlocked. Yeah. And we are very blessed because we work very closely with the Department of Corrections. And on a daily basis, starting about 2 weeks ago, we have about 35 residents from the Hutchison Correctional Facility out here that help us mow, weed eat, set up, tear down, switch over, that kind of stuff. So, we give a huge shout out every year during fair. They're out here before 6 o'clock in the morning, making sure all the garbage is picked up, everything is set for that day. So, big kudos to that great working relationship we have there and with our Department of Corrections team.
Part of what the fair is, of course, are the many vendors. How many vendors do you actually have? I'm talking about people who have booths and whatnot.
A combination of indoor, outdoor food vendors. I believe it's over 700 vendors that we have.
Really? That
mm-hmm.
many?
Yeah.
Wow. And that's anything from food to special caps and T-shirts?
Yes. Yep. Yep. When you look at, people selling the latest and greatest chamois whammos or pronto pups or whatever it is. Yes, we've got a big number of people that are on the grounds for people to come and check out.
And when you talk about a vendor, do they actually pay the fare to come and show their wares?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. It's a way you generate a little revenue, huh?
Absolutely. And then there's also the state collects their sales tax.
Yeah.
And then the state fair does receive a portion of that sales tax, and that money goes directly into our capital improvements fund, and that's what helps us, you know, keep the buildings up to date, along with the legislature. I mean, the legislature has been very gracious over the years to keep the buildings up. But if, you know, we have an air conditioner that goes down, we've got money in our capital improvement fund. You know, this year we are putting a new roof over the People's Bank and Trust Arena, which is an outdoor seating area that we have a lot of our entertainment at, and we just put a brand new permanent roof over that, and that money comes out of our capital improvement fund. So, yeah, we do a lot of updates constantly here on the state fairgrounds.
Is that the venue where you have things like political forums and things like
yep.
that? Yeah,
yep.
I've been there,
yep.
done that. So.
Yep. A lot of the, you know, our entertainment coordinator works very closely with the Kansas-based entertainment acts. So that's where we showcase a lot of those, also up at the Lowens stage at Lake Talbot. And it's just a great opportunity to just showcase all the great things that we have here in Kansas.
Right. Now tell us about tickets. How much do they cost, and where can we get them?
Oh, absolutely. So we have different types of gate admission. We have our children's admission. If you buy before September 5th, tickets for kids 6 to 12 are $4. Adults are $7. Seniors 60 and above are $4. And then with a military ID, they're $4. And starting the day of the fair, kids tickets go to $6, adults at $10, seniors at $6, and then military is at $4. But, you know, we do have lots of great days on the Kansas State Fairgrounds where you can get in for less dollars. So our kickoff day, which is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Aging, we do it's called Young at Heart Day, and if you are 55 or older, it's $2 to get in. Then on the 12th is the Kansas Lottery, and if you are a member of their Play On app, you show that at the gate, and that gets you in for $2. Monday is Dylan's Dollar Day, so if you are a Dylan's card holder, show that at the gate, you get in for free. Otherwise, it's a dollar to get in. You know, lots of great opportunities for you to get in inexpensively after four, a couple days. It's $4.
But, you know, actually, though, you talk about a $10 ticket for an adult. Mm-hmm. And I'd get the senior because I'm old enough for that's not expensive. That's a pretty good bargain as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, absolutely. And then when you start looking at all the things that you get for that $10, you know, we do hear from people saying, you know, that's really expensive when I'm bringing a family. But we give opportunities throughout the whole year for you to buy like gate admission tickets for $5. So what we tell people is, you know, when we have these specials, maybe you buy a couple now. Same thing with wristbands for the carnival. A lot of times we have $25 wristband sales, and they're good for one of the 7 days. So we tell them to start planning there. But yeah, when you get on the grounds, we've got free shows throughout the grounds. We've got all the livestock. We've got all the buildings to walk through. We have educational opportunities. So there's lots of stuff to do for $10.
And where can we get our tickets?
You can either buy them online here okay. at KansasStateFair.com, or you can buy them at Dillon's. You can buy them at our Fairgrounds ticket office.
Sure.
Yeah, so I would highly recommend to the listeners to get out there and buy them before that September 5th, before the prices go up. I mean, that save a few dollars.
What are the hours that the fair is open?
Sure. Our gate hours, starting on Friday, we open at 11 o'clock and close at 10 p.m. And then the 6th, which is Sunday or Saturday through the following Saturday, we're open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then the last Sunday is 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then our buildings are open from 11 to 9 the first Friday and 9 to 9 on the Saturday through the Saturday and then 9 to 6 on the last Sunday.
And you're listening to Issues 2025 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Kansas State Fair General Manager Brian Schultz. Brian, are you going to have a butter sculpture this year?
Absolutely. We do not know what it's going to be yet, though. The sculptor will tell us when she gets here and gets started on it, but we don't know anything in advance. And we had a brand new cooler installed this year, so got some really cool lighting effects and stuff. So I highly recommend people going over to the Pride of Kansas building and checking out that sculpture. I'm sure it's going to be amazing again.
And she does that butter sculptures at other fairs, does she not?
I believe she's up at the Iowa State Fair.
Iowa,
she does quite a few different fairs as well. Yep.
Well, what was do you know what the sculpture was last year?
Last year was Amelia Earhart, I believe.
Wow. Okay. Well, as long as we're talking about butter, let's talk about food.
Yes.
Always a highlight in any visit to the fair. Tell us about some of the variety of food we might find this year.
Oh, absolutely. You know, highly recommend going out to the KansasStateFair.com website. On there, we've got a lot of the information that I'm talking about here today. But this year, we're featuring some really new, interesting foods. We've got some smoothies that are going to be made in a pineapple cup, an actual pineapple that's been cored out. We've got Little Bee's fried pies that are coming out. We've got a fried brownie bite. We have pulled pork corn dogs. And then we've got some other, Carrie's Beer Garden and the Waddle Wagon is doing dirty sodas. They're doing firecracker wontons. Those are pretty amazing. All this food is just super, super good. We've had an opportunity to taste some of it. So lots of neat things that are happening here at the State Fair this year.
Did you mention, I may have been distracted, but did you mention Pronto Pups and funnel cakes?
I didn't, but that is one of our staples, absolutely. And we do a big Pronto Pup eating contest the last Sunday. So if you think you can eat a Papa Pup, which is the largest ones, like a foot long, and then go into the smaller ones in 10 minutes, I think last year the gentleman had 9 combination that he ate in 10 minutes. So, yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's give us a rundown on the grandstand shows.
Absolutely. So we start off Friday, this coming Friday, with Sam Barber and Avery Anna. That's going to be our country concert. Saturday, we have Jeff Dunham coming in, and tickets are just, they are flying out really fast. Sunday, we are going back to country. We have Josh Turner and Jason Scott in the High Heat. Monday night's going to be our Demolition Derby. Tuesday, we're trying something different. We're working with Heartland Wrestling Group, and they're putting on Tuesday night Fairfied Pro Wrestling. So that'll be a new addition to the grandstand. We're pretty excited about that one. Wednesday night is our Christian night, and that's Josiah Queen with Ben Fuller. Thursday night, we're going to rock out with an 80s tribute band called Hairball. If you've not seen Hairball, that's something definitely you want to come out and check out. You got two lead singers that go full makeup, full costume for a lot of the 80s rock bands. So if Kiss is out on the stage, you're going to see Gene Simmons actually singing. Friday night, we have Ludacris. Saturday night, we have The Fray with Plain White Tees. And closing out the 2025 Kansas State Fair, we have Lori Morgan with Mason Ramsey.
Okay. Now, tell us about the young people and 4-H and what this means to these young people in displaying their animals.
Oh, most definitely. First weekend is Grand Drive, and that is going to draw, hundreds and hundreds of kids. It's just shy of 1,000 animals that come in. And they are all competing in all the different livestock areas, from sheep, swine, goats, to cattle. And they're trying to get out on the glorious green chips to showcase their animals and receive the highest recognition possible. The kids, I mean, they work so hard all year long getting their animals ready to come out here and show, and it is a big, big thing for them. Then Sunday, after that show is done, our operations team does a switchover, and then we start loading in for our open divisions that go for the rest of the week. And then we have got our dairy competitions, our llamas, alpacas. You can't forget the chickens and the bunnies. They're out here as well. So, and that's on the livestock side. And then you go up to our 4-H Centennial Hall, and that is just loaded with great artwork and projects that these 4-H and FFA kids have put together to showcase out here. And then we got our big showcase building as well, showcasing a lot of the bigger pieces.
What's the most popular single attraction at the fair, Brian?
You know, I would say the Ye Olde Mill is probably one of our biggest attractions on the grounds. You know, we do have what we call a five ride pass because we've got some other fun things that, you know, you got the sky ride, you've got the Ye Olde Mill, you got the slide, you've got the train, and then you got the boats at Lake Talbot. But I believe, you know, people come out here and just to see what Charlie and his team at the Ye Olde Mill have changed up inside of it, if they're going to get scared or what's going to happen. But that's, I think, one of the biggest attractions out here.
Now, does the Kansas Highway Patrol still handle security for the fair?
Absolutely, yes. And we are just so blessed to have them. They do such a fantastic job. They're making sure that people are safe out here. They're constantly stopping and talking to people to let people know that, you know, they're here for them if something happens. You know, like a lost child, but it's never the child that's lost. It's always the parent. So we're always looking for additional parents out there. So, but yeah, we work very closely with them. We also work with them when we're starting to lay out our safety and security measures, for each year. Lieutenant Dave Golden and I work very closely together, to make sure that, when people come out on the grounds that they feel safe and they feel secure and come out for a great time.
What's new at the fair this year?
You know, there's a lot of fun things that are happening. We've got a lot of great on-grounds entertainment. In Gottschalk Park, we are having It's Showtime Circus. It is a Las Vegas-based circus where they do the Ball of Death. They do Motorcycle Madness, BMX, aerial acrobats. We also have Danny Grant and the Cowboy Circus. We're going to do a back-to-back over here in Gottschalk Park with the two of them. Strolling this year, we're bringing in the strolling piano. We're bringing in the strolling DJ. And then first weekend, we are going to have Monday and Tuesday, we're going to have the Wienermobile here. We're going to have Dylan's NASCAR car here. And then we're also going to have the Sesame Street Adventure out here for one weekend. And that's going to be a visual reality type of opportunity for the kids to see their favorite Sesame Street stars.
The fairgrounds don't shut down at the fair's conclusion. What other attractions do you feature on the grounds during the year?
You know, we do over 500 other events on this grounds besides the Kansas State Fair. We do weddings and quinceañeras. We do livestock shows, horse shows, dog shows. We do a lot of flea markets. Once a month, we have a flea market. We do corporate events. So we've got lots of stuff that goes on the grounds. We don't close down after 10 days, that's for sure. There's always something going on out here.
So what,
some weekends up to 8 things.
Yeah. So what are the biggest challenges in your job, Brian?
I think it's just being able to switch from one event to the next fast enough so we can make sure that we're able to keep everybody happy and wanting to come back and having their events out here. Because it is kind of, if you can imagine, having 8 events going on one weekend, we have to make sure that all of our buildings are ready, that, you know, our staff and everything is ready to go for it. So that's probably one of our biggest things. And then just keeping up with all the infrastructure that goes on in a facility this size.
When you became general manager of the fair, what had you done before? What was your career like before that?
Actually, I've been in the fair industry for over 18 years. Prior to taking this position, I was actually working in Las Cruces, New Mexico at a convention center. And prior to that, I ran the Red River Valley Fair in West Fargo, North Dakota for 14 years.
So where are you from then?
Up in North Dakota, yep.
North Dakota. But, tell me a little bit. What were you, when you were a kid, did you think? You're growing up, you're either going to be a cowboy or going to be a fair manager. Is that what it was?
You know, I've always had my passion has always been livestock and agriculture. Worked on a dairy farm most of my school time. So I had the opportunity. I was asked to apply for the position as the fair manager. I was on the board and was offered the position, and it's been life-changing. My family, I've got 2 daughters. My oldest daughter started coming to work with me when she was 9 and is now the director of entertainment and special events for the Nebraska State Fair.
How about that? And, you know, yeah. I imagine you've discovered that Hutchinson's a pretty a pretty nice place to live, huh?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. We love it here.
Okay. I think we've covered about everything I want to cover today with you, but one more question. What motivates you in your job and in your profession?
My motivation is seeing the smiles on people from, 2 weeks old to, 102 years old, knowing that when they're out here, they're building traditions, they're having fun. That's one of my biggest things, that I love walking around the grounds and stopping people and just asking them, what brought you out here today? Do you come out here every year? And just to see the smiles on people's faces saying, I met my wife out here. We were showing cattle. I kissed my first girl on a double Ferris wheel when we were younger. Those kinds of things.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They just get me going in the morning and saying, I'm myself and my team are doing a great thing, and let's keep going.
Well, thank you for being with us. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2025. Our guest, Kansas State Fair General Manager Brian Schultz. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.